Trois Corbeils, which scholars have traced back to the 1300s. I'd learnt it from the four-part version by Thomas Ravenscroft, published in 1611. And now, who knows, perhaps it's already settled into the popular repertoire of Bangladesh.
That was Lucy Skeeping with her essay on Thomas Ravenscroft. And you can hear Lucy and the City Waits performing three of those Ravenscroft songs in Essential Classics tomorrow morning at around 11:10. In tomorrow's essay, Martin Handley talks about a composer who's particularly special to him, Malcolm Arnold.
Discover classical music in Radio Three Dimensions.
At the age of 20, Felix Mendelssohn visited the Scottish island of Staffa. He was captivated by the basalt rock stacks of Fingal's Cave, and it inspired him to write the Hebrides Overture. That was the first of many trips to Britain. He'd subsequently be invited to play for Queen Victoria, and he's remembered for the very special place he has in our musical history.
The music, the passion, the inspiration. Discover Mendelssohn with BBC Radio 3. Search online for Radio 3 Dimensions.
This is BBC Radio 3, and now it's time for Late Junction with Fiona Talkington.
Anticipating much too much, bell tapes a Pomfrey to the door, calls downstairs to her partner Wilf, and tells him to get up off the floor. Arranging her parts about the hearth, suitors well of the decor, contrasting well with all the brassy things. It was raining cats and dogs before. Wilf asks for a jacket potato. Bell says, well, you can do it for yourself. You'll have something to die for.
William D. Drake's biography. William D. Drake was born in Stoke, Essex, and began playing the harmonium as soon as he could stand. That quirky opening called Holy Holy comes from his 2011 album called The Rising of the Lights, but I do urge you to seek out more from him. Now, tennis, anyone? Actually, it's table tennis, and a game whose distinctive sounds were captured outdoors in Berlin by Peter Cusack.
Ver, atensin. Ne sürozda ne macan çıkardı hepsini. Beş bin. Ne çıkar? Çıkarmadı mı hepsini?
Siz böyle seçtiğiniz telefon yapmayın bir şey. Çıkar. Ceza bir değil bir şey. Türkiye resmi.
Çıkardı hepsini. Ne istiyorsun?
Sen basar mı?
Ne çıkar? İstem çıkarayım mı? Altı bin.
Güvenin sayılmaz bir zarf. Öyleli. Sağ sakın.
Yedi bir.
Şeyim bunlardan sonra beni.
Sikini yararı.
Nasıl
açıyor? Bak şuna bak. Cerrahdan. Reykan Agam'ın arkasından. Reykan'ın arkasından.
Sekiz bir. Sensin Reykan arkasından. Sen
A Nightingale Singing on the Streets of Berlin at Midnight. Another recording there by Peter Cusack, whose Game of Table Tennis I played first of all. And that was Scarlatti in Ping Pong Mode in between, played by Wendy Carlos. Birds, a Chinese flute and a typewriter were among the sounds that inspired Céphine Lowe in her song called I, Your Moon.
Thank you. contactless booth.
Such amazing delicacy and mystery. La luna está muerta, muerta. The moon is dead, dead. Fragments of poems by Garcia Lorca, which George Crumb used in his piece called Night of the Four Moons, which he wrote in 1969 as his response to man setting foot on the moon for the first time. The singer there was Dawn Upshaw, Susan Rotholz playing flute, and David Starobin and James Baker playing percussion. And before that, a song called I, Your Moon by Sophine Lowe. Welcome if you've just joined me. I'm Fiona Talkington and this is Late Junction.
I never slept a wink last night. All I do was pray last night. I keep wondering why she told me goodbye. Never slept a wink last night. I had silly notions running through my head. Couldn't even go to bed. Won't you come back once more? Let me get some sleep some more. Never slept a wink last night. Oh, baby, can't you see I love you, baby? Don't you see I love you, baby? You're telling me of the things that I didn't do. I never slept a wink last night. All I do was pray last night. Wondering why she told me goodbye. Never slept a wink last night. You hear me crying. Never slept a wink last night. Slept a wink last night. All I do was pray last night. I keep wondering why she told me goodbye. Never slept a wink last night. You hear me crying. Never slept a wink last night.
That's the sound of the modern mountaineers, who were very modern back in 1937. I never slept last night. Composer and member of the Langham Research Centre, Ian Chambers, has sent me quite a few pieces for Late Junction, which I've really enjoyed. Pieces based on his recordings of bicycle bells along the canal or London buses braking. This piece was more mysterious, though. It's called February 44.
my journey now, Mount Zion, my journey now, Mount Zion. I wouldn't take nothing, Mount Zion, for my journey now, Mount Zion. One day, I was walking along. Well, the elements open and the love come down, Mount Zion. On my journey now, Mount Zion, my journey now, Mount Zion. I wouldn't take nothing, Mount Zion, for my journey now, Mount Zion. You can talk about me just as much as you please. Well, I'll talk about you when I get on my knees, Mount Zion. On my journey now, Mount Zion, my journey now, Mount Zion. I wouldn't take nothing, Mount Zion, for my journey now, Mount Zion. I went into the valley and I didn't go to stay. Well, my soul got happy and I stayed all day, Mount Zion. On my journey now, Mount Zion, my journey now, Mount Zion. I wouldn't take nothing, Mount Zion, for my journey now, Mount Zion. On my journey now, Mount Zion, my journey now, Mount Zion. I wouldn't take nothing, Mount Zion, for my journey now, Mount Zion.
Carnegie Hall in 1957 was where Paul Robeson recorded On My Journey, Mount Zion. And before that, Ian Chambers' piece, February 44. Now, when Ian sent it to me, I thought something must have happened in February 1944. And apart from many World War II related events, I discovered that Bing Crosby wrote Swinging on a Star and Batman and Robin appeared in comics for the first time. So was I getting close? Ian was quite impressed, but he said that the title was because he wrote the piece in February and the recording sampling rate was 44. There you are. We'll stick with Bing Crosby and Batman and Robin. Bus breaks and flutes appear in the piece as well. And I'll be playing something from the new album of music by John Cage by the Langham Research Centre, which Ian's a part of later on tonight. Adam Rees and Amanda McManus form the duo Crafting for Foes, and their latest release is on the Stone Tapes You Must Listen singles series. This is the rather beautiful and dark version of The Trees They Do Grow High.
They do grow green. Many's the cold winter night my love and I have seen. On a cold winter's night my love, you and I alone have been. Oh, my bonny boy is young, but he's growing, growing, growing. Is young, but he's growing. to me much harm for to go and get me married to one who is so young. He's only 16 years and I am 21. Oh, my bonnie boy is young, but he's growing. I'll send your love to college for another year or two. All around his college cap I'll tie a ribbon blue, for to let the ladies know that he's married. I'll tell he's married. At the age of 16, he was a married man. At the age of 17, the father to a son. At the age of 18, the grass grew over him. Cruel death soon put an end to his growing. Growing, growing, oh, cruel death soon put an end to his growing. So now my love is dead and in his grave doth lie. Green grass grows over him so very, very high. I'll sit here and mourn his death until the day I die. And I'll watch all o'er his child while he's growing. Growing, growing, I'll watch all o'er his child.
That was Crafting for Foes, Adam Rees and Amanda McManus, and their version of The Trees They Do Grow High. Field Notes is the title of a tour by Matthew Harris and Howard Skempton and members of the Birmingham Contemporary Music Group. Their starting point for their work was old maps of Shropshire and graphic scores and filmmaker Chris Smart. Performances on the tour include part of a huge graphic score, Cornelius Cardew's Treatise, with excerpts from it realised by Howard Skempton. Now, Cardew worked on it in the 1960s and produced 193 pages of shapes and symbols, with the implication that no two performances will ever sound the same. The next date on the tour is actually tomorrow in Shropshire at Bishop's Castle, and I'll give you the other dates after this extract from Treatise, realised a few years ago by 3DB Records, featuring John Tilbury on piano, Michael Duck on bass and Rodri Davis on harp. Thank you. part of Cornelius Cardew's mammoth score treatise, performed there by John Tilbury, Michael Duck and Rodri Davis. And you can hear Howard Skempton's realisation of extracts as part of the Field Notes tour presented by Birmingham Contemporary Music Group, Craft Space and Arts Alive. Now, I did say I'd give you the tour dates. The next one is tomorrow at the Spark Theatre in Bishop's Castle in Shropshire, Friday at Lyde Court in Herefordshire, Bickerton Village Hall in Cheshire on Saturday, then on Friday the 28th, they're in Coronation Hall, Kingsland, and Saturday the 29th in Lansdowne Hall in Stroud. And the Birmingham Contemporary Music Group will have all the details too on their website. Well, we're going to have some fun with John Cage and the Langham Research Centre in a moment. A score with instructions to make a recording on tape using as material any 42 phonographic recordings. And the score consisting of chance-derived time brackets, the result, an intriguing collage of sound. But first, this is Jutta Glaser and a superb guitarist I met in Mannheim a few months ago, Klaus Bösser-Ferrari, with Fred Frith's Lost and Found. Da na na na da da na da tu nu ta na na do nu do ta te re di di den ne ne ta ta na na tu nu nu nu le na pa la le ya di di de ya da tu nu ta na ne re di di do ta te re di di de ya na ta ta na no tu nu le re yo pa na ne re di di de ya da tu nu ta na na na do nu do ta te re di di de ne ne ta ta na na tu nu nu nu le na pa ya ne re di de ya da tu nu ta na na na da na na tu te re di di de ne ne ta Now I'm in the boat, waiting on my way, made it my way to go. The Langham Research Centre from their new CD of John Cage's early electronic and tape music. That was Imaginary Landscape No. 5. And I'll be playing more from that rather compelling CD tomorrow night. And before that, we had the singer Jutta Glaser and the guitarist Klaus Börser Ferrari with Fred Frith's Lost and Sound. Now, remember Danny Cohen, one-time member of Fleetwood Mac, and a beautiful song from one of his solo albums, Lovely Days. A number called Lullaby of the Limpet for Ella. That's from the Dominic Lash Quartet. Dominic's on bass, Alexander Hawkins playing piano, and Javier Carmona on percussion. And they followed Danny Cohen, Where Are You Now? That was from 1975 and Lovely Days. I was so sad to hear about the death last month of the guitarist Paco de Lucía. For me, one of his great partnerships was with the flamenco legend Camarón de la Isla. And here they are with a typically heart-wrenching bularias. Estás ciego, pano ver. Tribute to Paco de Lucía, who died last month, celebrating his partnership with the great flamenco singer Camarón de la Isla. Estás ciego, pano ver. David Ketchley's four-movement piece Dancing for five percussionists came to him and he was stuck on a long bus ride while his car was being repaired. The first movement is called One-Legged Dance. Thank you. Now there's another band led by a bass player. We had the Dominic Lash Quartet earlier on. Those were the Catholics, led by the bass player of The Necks, no less, Lloyd Swanton. Floating on an Emerald Sea was the title. And before that, Sergei Kharkov and Yulia Kharkova from Kharkassia in southern Siberia, a track called Galloping Horse. And first of all, from David Ketchley's four-movement piece Dancing for Five Percussionists, I played you the first movement called One-Legged Dance. Now, it's nice to hear BJ Cole on pedal steel as guest with Fuchsia here in Benny King's Stand By Me. Mio wrote a suite for Ond Martino and piano, and that was the first movement. The chorale played there by Bruno Pero and Mateo Ramon Arevalos. And before that, John Cage's choral piece 4-2. That was sung by the Latvian Radio Choir, conducted by Kaspars Putnins. And that's definitely one to indulge in if you listen again on the BBC iPlayer. And first of all, Fuchsia featuring Britta Phillips, as well as guest on Pedal Steel, BJ Cole, Stand By Me, and Linda Ronstadt's Different Drum as well. Almost time for me to go, so I'm going to end tonight with an Armenian lullaby from the province of Tikranakert. Hasmik Harutyunyan, and I hope you can join me again tomorrow night at the same time.
Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3. For this opening hour or so tonight, music for two pianos, or four hands at the one piano, the French duo of Eric Lesage and Franck Braillet, in Poulenc, Schubert's Sublime F Minor Fantasy, and the Brahms' Haydn Variations. It's a concert they gave in Belgium in June 2012. And they set off with Mozart, a sonata he wrote in 1781 to play with one of his Viennese pupils, Josefina von Auenhammer. No gossip here, though. She was apparently in love with him, but it was her talent Mozart admired rather than her beauty. And she must have been talented, if the challenges of the sonata are anything to go by.